Welcome to Building Fortunes Radio. Make sure you check us out at buildingfortunesradio.com. Along with our marketing partners, we're here to help our PM Marketing Network Lead customers build their businesses and make the world a better place. At Building Fortunes, we know how much your business means to you and the people important to you. So spread the word, tell a friend, join our newsletter, and go make a difference in your world. Now on to our show with your host, Peter Mingles.
Hello, everyone. Peter Mingles here. You're listening to us on Building Fortunes Radio. It's www.buildingfortunesradio.com. It's a Thursday noon Eastern, 11 a.m. on the Central side, and we are here every Thursday with Sandra Smith. She is our certified holistic health coach, and as a certified holistic health coach, she's helping our Building Fortunes Radio listening audience live a happier, healthier life. And we started this radio show as a result of a phone call that I got recently from Sandra, when she said, hey, listen, you know, I moved, I playfully say, this is what I say, she didn't say that, I say she was over here, and now she's over there, and when she moved, we had always had previously good conversations, although they were kind of scattered in between, like months sometimes in a row, but, you know, we always have really great conversations, and she said, listen, you know, I moved to be around family and grandkids and all that sort of stuff, and one of the things that I wanted to do was keep working, and I love helping people, and health has been something that has always been important to her. One of the first radio shows ever we did was when she had a health scare and took control of her life and didn't go through the chemotherapy that they wanted her to, and I can tell you, and she will probably tell you as well, she might not be here if she went through the protocols that they were asking her to go through. And the reality was is that when she wanted to kind of make another career, if you will, not that she needs one, but when she wanted to, she said, you know, I became a certified holistic health coach. And holistic is really important. So it's just in addition to being a health coach, no slam on just health coaches, but in addition to that, she works on the whole being. And that's a lot of fun to talk about. And today, we're going to talk about a special topic, I'm looking forward to all of this stuff as well. But for all those people listening in, believe it or not, half of the year is over already. So that's somewhat stressful if you have some goals in mind. Half of the year is already done. If your desires were to have a healthier body, you know, at the beginning of the year, you talk about New Year's resolutions. Now, how are you doing so far? Still got plenty of time to catch up, although it's harder if you're trying to catch up mid-year. If you're looking to make this a better year, you know, healthy financially, psychologically, all that sort of stuff as well. We're going to talk a little bit about that mood stuff as we get started. So I'm interested in mood-altering, if you will, stuff in a positive way relative to certified holistic health coaching stuff. So, Sandra, thanks for being here on your own radio show.
Thank you, Peter, and that mood-altering stuff intro. I love it.
Yep.
Oh, my goodness. So we are talking about mood. We talked about mood last week, and I did not get to complete all of the things that I really wanted to bring to our listening audience's attention. And so I'm just going to just briefly, if you will, just review or recap what I talked about last week and then complete the notion of mood and gut health. And then I want to talk a little bit about eating with an upset stomach. Everything I talk about is related to my focus in my wellness practice, which is gut, the gut health. And it stems from my own experiences from childhood all the way up to, until, oh, about 11 years ago, when I did have my own world turned upside down because of gut issues that I had no idea were happening in my gut. I really didn't. I knew something was going on in my stomach, but I did not know what that was. I didn't know anything other than constipation. And so what I've learned is enough just to, well, I've learned a lot, but one of the simple things is to help people learn that their gut is important. It's the second brain. That's where we started last week with the two brains, the brain in our head, the gray matter, and the brain in our gut, and they do communicate. They are interconnected, but so is everything else on and in our bodies. And so when we think about our initial brain, our first brain, the gray matter brain, we can look at the notion of improving our mood by restoring our gut health, because they are just that and interconnected. And so how are they connected? You know, they're connected through enzymes. They're connected through the bacteria. That's our bodies. These two brains talk to each other within the body, the gut, and the little gray cells. They start to form the basis for each and every day that we exist because of how they communicate with each other. And to remember that our gut speaks to us, it's through the form of body talk. If we ignore it, so it whispers in the beginning. And so what does that mean? That means little things go awry in our bodies, in our system, somewhere in our bodies. And it normally stems from, if we don't pay attention to those little things, close enough attention, not just to grab a Band-Aid to put on the little whisper or just to quiet the whisper, not just to do that. If we continue to do that when our body talk is happening, when things are going on in our bodies, whether it's an ache or a pain in the shoulder, the chest, the stomach, the arm, the legs, the back, wherever it is, the neck, the throat, if we don't pay attention, close enough attention, the body will begin to yell and scream. It will throw fits. And those fits end up looking like diseases. That's the end result of not paying close enough attention to what we consume, to what we drink, to what we put on our bodies. And most of us don't even know that these things affect our bodies. Most of us don't know that our skin is the largest organ that we have. And so whatever we are plastering on in and out of the shower, these things are going straight into our pores, straight into our bloodstream, straight into our gut, straight to our brain, and the gray matter also. And so we talked last week a little about the physical benefits of restoring our gut health. And we talked about the notion of the skin, which I just mentioned. We talked about just simple digestion. We talked a little about the energy. There are millions of ways that our body reacts when we give it certain types of foods. And one of the most common ways that the body reacts is through energy. Think about it. When you eat certain foods, you are literally energized to go and climb Mount Kilimanjaro. Well, maybe not that, but to go and walk around the block. I told my husband this morning when he came back from the gym, it was funny, he was panting, and the gym, he can walk to the gym. It's the Y, which is half a block from where we live. So he walks to the gym, he does his thing, he comes back, and he came into my office. He was panting, and I told him that he looked like he had just climbed Mount Kilimanjaro. Well, he hadn't. He had been on the treadmill. But the whole point is that when you energize yourself, so he's an older guy also, and he energizes himself in the morning before he goes to that gym so that he can climb Mount Kilimanjaro or so that he can walk around the block. It hasn't always been that way. You know, he spent an entire career in the Army, and after retiring from the Army, I guess he was tired, so he decided to sit down and not do anything very much, and that adds up really quickly, which he has learned over the past several years, that you have to keep your body active. You have to have the energy that the body needs to do what it needs to do. Where does that come from? It simply comes from what we consume, what we ingest, what we apply onto our bodies. We talked about the emotional benefits of restoring our gut health. And so we talked about the chemical serotonin that plays a key role in our mood, our sleep, our digestion. It carries messages of serotonin between our nerve cells in our brain throughout our whole body. It's a hormone that does that. And it affects our mood tremendously. When our body produces more serotonin, this hormone then regulates our anxiety level. It helps to make us feel happier throughout the entire day. It is called the happy hormone. Another way or important benefit of restoring our gut health, maintaining it, watching it, is our stress. Stress can leave everybody struggling with mood, with an imbalanced gut. It can make us mad, not just hangry. It can just make you mad if you're stressed. If you are angry, it certainly affects all of the hormones, especially the serotonin in our bodies. And even when we are facing a particularly stressful day, a good, balanced gut will help us stay on top of things, a fact. We talked a little about bouncing back. It's called resilience, and it's one of the emotional benefits of restoring our gut health. When we think about resiliency, we think about how to interact and being able to resist pressures and temptations, how to resist them. And when you have a resistant attitude from your mood that stems from your gut health, then you are stronger. You're just a stronger person. And so when we can help keep ourselves resistant to anxiety and other stressors throughout the day, we need to remember that and keep part of our minds that it is not that candy bar that we need to help make us feel stronger in the moment or to give us more energy. It is not that. It could be a half of a cup of kefir. It could be a little yogurt. It could be an egg, boiled or otherwise. There are so many other things. And I'm going to talk about some of those other things that help us just keep our gut intact. And so one of the things that we must do in order to restore our gut health is to avoid processed foods. I know we crave them, but highly processed foods leave our bodies wanting more and more and more. The salt in the highly processed foods is there to make us want more so that we can buy more, so that the people who make it can make more moolah. And so we have to really be concerned about the processed foods that are just sitting on the couch, like eating our nutrition up, just eating it up. And the gut doesn't get a workout when we're just sitting on the couch. Much of our nutrition is already processed by the time it's introduced into our bodies if we're eating highly processed foods. And so sitting around is not going to help us do anything but want more of that and to cause us to become literally obese. And so we talked several weeks ago about the bacteria in the gut and how to make the bacteria better, how to increase the bacterial count in our guts by eating more probiotic-rich foods. Even though our diets are always have something, our diets always have something in the area of probiotics that we don't even know. There are some common ingredients that can be quickly added to our meals so that we can increase the probiotic count. And then there's something we can do to even make it even stronger, and that's to add prebiotics. That's the food for the probiotics. And so some examples of probiotic-rich foods are yogurt, sauerkraut. We know what yogurt is. It's a milk byproduct. It's a cultured milk byproduct. Sauerkraut is a cultured vegetable product from cabbage. We can create cultured and fermented foods from many things, beets, cabbage. We can ferment carrots. We can ferment any vegetable that we want to increase our probiotics in our guts. We can ferment cucumbers. There's kefir. It's spelled K-E-F-I-R. It's pronounced kefir, and some people pronounce it kefir. Well, it is my personal preference for a probiotic. It is a fermented milk product, and it even is fermented longer than yogurt. It's like a liquid yogurt. That's what you think of. But it has probiotics, and therefore, because it's fermented longer, it has a much higher count of the what we call CFUs, and those are colony-forming units, bacterial colony-forming units in our guts. Now, this might sound a little scientific. Great, it should. We want to learn. We want to be lifelong learners. We want to be educated. I found myself in the situation that I was in because I was not educated enough, and it wasn't because I didn't want to be. It was because I wasn't in an environment that supported that kind of education. But my body decided, well, you need something or else you're not going to be around. And so I took it upon myself to learn what is it that my body and anybody needs to be healthy. And the thing that I found stemmed right from my innermost being. It was my own gut. And that's what needs to be balanced. And so if we cannot, for whatever reason, get enough probiotics in our system by the food we eat, we can supplement. There's no shame to supplements if you need the supplements. And because our food chain is so diminished now in its nutrient quality, we need supplements straight across the board, but especially I'm speaking of probiotic supplements. That's what started me on my journey 23 years ago. It was a probiotic supplement, and it opened the door to my wanting to know more, know more, and know more, and learn more. And I encourage you to do the same thing, but I also encourage you to be cautious and careful. Even though it's a good way to get that added nutritional boost, be cognizant of your dosing and how you store it. If you have any questions about anything like that, just go to my website and book a call with me, a discovery call. I'd be happy to talk to you about the things that you question. I realize that the world is doing Google searches, and Google has a world full of stuff out there, and that's, I use Google, not for my education here, but to see what else is going on in the world, what others are doing or saying, and to compare and contrast. But when it comes down to dosing, talk to someone. Talk to a health care professional to help you stay on, get on target and stay on target. Let me mention a little about prebiotics. So the prebiotics are the ingredients that we use and consume to feed the probiotics, to nourish them, because it's easy to get them imbalanced in our probiotics, and therefore we have
diarrhea, IBS, that's irritable bowel syndrome, leaky gut or something. And one of the most important prebiotic foods is garlic. Let's cook with our garlic. Let's just say that. Let's add garlic to about everything you cook, not your desserts, but any savory dish. Put a little garlic in it. Garlic powder is wonderful. You can buy it granulated. You can even buy it packaged in tubes or in jars. Fresh garlic is always the best. Use onions in your cooking. And yes, it is just that simple to keep a healthy gut, to help maintain a healthy gut by what we prepare our foods with. Garlic, onions, bananas. Bananas feed off of probiotics within our yogurt. I had mentioned yogurt a little earlier as a probiotic. And when we consume bananas in our yogurt or in our kefir, those good bacteria take off in our system. And so the prebiotics help the good bacteria take off in our system. They help them explode. So there's garlic, onions, and bananas. And by and large, by all means, drink plenty of fluids. And so when we think about the mood, sometimes all we need is a cold glass of water. I drink room temperature water, so a good glass of water can just make you feel so much better. I mean, it really can. Even when you're hungry or you think you're hungry, the body isn't hungry. It's thirsty. And the satiety that takes place when we drink, that satiates our feeling of hunger when we drink a glass of water, it's just amazing. So drink more water. And as I think of drinking more water, I just wanted to talk to you just a little. What do you do on an upset stomach when you have an upset stomach? I'm still going to tell you you need something. That is your gut. Your stomach is going to tell you you need something. You could be running to the bathroom forward and backwards, and your body will tell you you need something. It could be water that you need. It could be a dose of probiotics that you need. Not trying to prescribe or anything other than our holistic way of healing our bodies. And the things that I talk about are not things that have to be examined by the FDA, but the FDA examines everything. That's great. I'm glad we have a governing body. But when I recommend to you drinking water or eating yogurt or kefir or sauerkraut or anything fermented, you can take that one to the bank or take it to your stomach because it's good for you. So if the stomach is upset, there are things that you really want to avoid. And then there are things, foods, of course, foods that you want to avoid and foods that you want to eat. And so one of them to remember when trying to get back on the bandwagon after an upset stomach is to initially avoid dairy. And that's because of the high lactose content. Foods like milk and cheese can be hard to digest. And that lactose is the sugar in the milk, and that can be to help settle us back down. In fact, if we consume foods that are not conducive to getting beyond an upset stomach, it could be like taking two steps forward and then three steps backwards. And so avoid soda. I've seen people with an upset stomach go and drink a Coke or some other cola. That acid is not going to, it's going to be good for your body. Carbonated sodas can lead to excess air in our stomach. And then we start belching, get bloated, and it can make an upset stomach really, really worse. Fatty foods. Oh, my. Do I need to even talk about food places? If you have an upset stomach, you really want to avoid any fatty foods. Even at caffeine, a cup of coffee is not going to help an upset stomach. It could easily set you back. That chocolate bar along with that soda, because the mind plays tricks on us. When we have an upset stomach, we want to go and consume something that we like. We think that might make it feel better, like a chocolate bar and a Coke. That's not the answer. In fact, that is going to be counterproductive for us. And we have to be very cognizant of our alcohol consumption. When we have an upset stomach, we really should avoid alcohol. We should avoid processed foods, especially the ultra-processed foods with additives, the sausages and the packaged meat. We have to be really mindful, especially of, because consuming our research, that is the world of alternative medicine, has shown us over and over that consuming more than 4 servings a day of ultra-processed foods is linked to developing IBS, that's irritable bowel syndrome. It's linked to cancer. It's linked to obesity. And it is linked to high blood pressure because of the sodium and because of the other additives like the MSG, the monosodium glutamate. Be careful of those. And with an upset stomach, avoid those things. Avoid acidic foods. They can cause reflux. That is when your food backs back up into your esophagus. And the things that you do want to consume on a much shorter list, it's kind of funny. It's a long list of things to foods to avoid. But the foods that we want to eat when our stomach is upset is something bland, something easy to digest. And the best foods to eat on an upset stomach include clear broth, maybe a little Zwieback. That's that toast that we feed our babies when they start teething. Bananas, ripened bananas, rice. Even a little unseeded, it's dinner time, you've been upset all day, and now you think, I'm okay, I've gone front back, and I'm ready to eat. So eat a little chicken, unseasoned chicken, maybe a little turkey, some carrots. I already said, rice, applesauce. I think we all know the applesauce and the gelatin. But be careful with the gelatin, because if you're eating Jell-O that has red dye and the different number 4, 5, 6, that is going to be counterproductive to the stomach. So if you want to create your own, squeeze a little lemon in it or put a little maple, organic, everything organic in it, then that is a great way to calm down an upset stomach. And the last thing I want to mention is something that is one of my absolute favorites, and it is apple cider vinegar, made from apples, of course. And if you consume vinegar, please only consume apple cider vinegar with the mother. The mother is the cloudy-looking stuff in the bottles or jars, however you purchase it. Avoid distilled vinegar other than for cleaning. It's really no better than the cleaning vinegar because it is over-acidic for the gut. Apple cider vinegar has what's called a SCOBY, S-C-O-B-Y. I'm familiar with the SCOBY from years ago making my own kombucha. I make kombucha. And in order to make kombucha, you have to have a culture. And this culture is called a SCOBY. It's a symbiotic culture of bacterial yeast, S-C-O-B-Y. You can buy them already processed over the internet, or you can find somebody who makes their own kombucha.
Or you can pluck the mother from your apple cider vinegar, and you can create your own soda. You can grow your own. That's a whole nother talk and conversation. I love to teach on making kombucha, but you can buy kombucha. I make my kombucha. And the apple cider vinegar is similar to kombucha, except it's made from apples, and kombucha is made from tea, black tea. That's how it's made. If you see kombuchas, the fruit has been added, and that's after the kombucha tea was made. But as far as the apple cider vinegar is concerned, it's made from pure apples. If you have any questions about that, also, you can give me a schedule a call, and we can talk about that. I can talk about how to make kombucha and point you in the direction of how to do that. You can reach me at www.holdontohealth.com or Sandra@holdontohealth.com. And on my website, you will see my email address and also the way to call me where we can talk on the phone or we can do a Zoom call. With that in mind, Peter?
Excellent information. Excellent information. So just a ton of stuff. So those people who want to hear this again, you might want to share this with other people. You go to buildingfortunesradio.com/Sandra, S-A-N-D-R-A. And like she had mentioned, she's got holdontohealth.com, which is her main website. And one thing I really want to mention is if you're looking for expert advice where you can actually get some personalized attention, make sure you call and hire Sandra. You can schedule an appointment to visit with her. You'll see her contact information on the website. Or you can just drop her an email as well. So if you go to sandrasmith@holdontohealth.com, you'll be able to do that. And I recommend all of this stuff for those people because you can use that information for yourself, share with your family, and make a big difference in your life. And probably one of the most common things, especially with the types of diets that most people have today, they really need this whole thing with how to handle mood, digestion, all that sort of stuff. You know, do it the natural way as opposed to the way that people might get over-the-counter medication or something like that, maybe from a doctor. There's a lot of things that can be done naturally. So, Sandra, thanks for the wonderful explanation. And on the apple cider vinegar, I don't know how you take it, but I have it here all the time. And what I found was
absolutely.
I take maybe just a couple of tablespoons. Now it's acid, so it lives up to its name. So I take a couple of tablespoons, mix it in with a glass of water, and it still tastes kind of bitter. So when I was new to this, I would hold my nose, take it like a kid, you know, with medicine, like hold your nose and drink it. And then you kind of get used to the taste a little bit. But it is acidic, and you don't need very much. And what I find is it also helps with cravings for food. Like like if you're always hungry, if you do the apple cider vinegar, it'll make a big difference. So
it
having
does.
Said that,
and you can put it on your salads too. You can mix it with oil and put it on your salad. It's delicious like that, Peter.
Absolutely. Yep, absolutely. And then I guess if you run out of cleaning stuff, you can always use it to wash the floor. Anyway, so having said that, thanks for being here, everyone. We'll catch you next week. Thanks, everyone.
You've been listening to Building Fortunes Radio on buildingfortunesradio.com. Thanks for listening. Be sure to check us out every Friday at 5 p.m. Eastern Time for the designated Building Fortunes Radio segment with Peter Mingle. Be sure to check out the buildingfortunesradio.com website for our featured segments. It's been our privilege to have you listen in. At Building Fortunes Radio, we wish you the success you deserve and are willing to work for. So spread the word, tell a friend, join our newsletter, and go make a difference in your world.